Dodgers looking to snap a two-game skid facing the Brewers. Clayton Kershaw ready for this one. He was rolling early and often, as was Jimmy Nelson. Let's get to it in the first. It's Kershaw facing Domingo Santana.
Now the 0-2 on the way. Swung on and missed strike three. So Kershaw gets into trouble. He gets out of trouble. And that is the 2,000th strikeout for Clayton Kershaw. In 1,838 innings, Clayton Kershaw with 2,000 strikeouts. That's strikeout number 7. Striking out the side is Kershaw.
Two base runners for the Brewers. They were the first two batters in the ballgame. Ball 1 to Santana. Kershaw comes right back. And a high drive to left center field. Did Santana get it? Going back, Eibner, gone. Domingo Santana, after Kershaw had struck out 13 batters, hits the ball out of the ballpark. Santana with his ninth, his 30th run batted in of the season, and the Brewers take the lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the 7th with one out.
Drill to right. We've got a tie game. Yasmani Grandal, his 6th home run of the year. It's tied at 1. Into right field, and the Dodgers take the lead. Cody Bellinger, his 12th home run of the year. No doubt about it. It's 2-1. Popped up to short. Seager is there, and the Dodgers win it 2-1, setting a franchise record, 26 strikeouts.
LA wins it 2-1 in 12 innings. The Dodgers tie a big league record with 26 strikeouts, and the teams combine for 42 Ks, the most ever in a game shorter than 14 innings. Kershaw with 14 of those strikeouts, one shy of his career high. Kenley Jansen the win in relief. He now has 39 Ks and no walks this season. That's a new major league record. Cody Bellinger with the game-winning home run in the 12th inning. He spoke after the game.
Yeah, the past couple weeks have been kind of a struggle, so I'm kind of going through some things, but I got to give it, to the team. When I was struggling after my third strikeout, most of the guys came up to me and said, stay confident in yourself, and it's been awesome. And, I don't get that opportunity if Yaz doesn't come up big, too, so it was cool.
A big day for you all around, named National League Rookie of the Month, and then obviously the game-winning home run here. You now have 12 home runs in 36 games. You now tie your dad's total of 12 home runs. It took him 183 to do it. Just your thought about hitting that mark.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a text from him right now. He's super proud. You said it, man. I'm proud and I'm happy and just want to keep it going.
You guys had a historic day as far as strikeouts were concerned. As a pitching staff, 26. As a total in the game, 42. At any point in your career, have you been a part of anything like that?
No, and it was funny that I was talking to Aguilar on first. He's like, man, I've never seen this before. Their starter was on his game, and obviously we had Kershaw. So, that's baseball. Sometimes hits are hard to come by.
That was certainly historic. Clayton was historic tonight. Needed 4 punch-outs to get to 2,000 in his career. He ends up with 14 on the night. Obviously, you want to come up big for him.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome, playing defense behind Kershaw. You always see it on TV, but, it's really special in person. And, he's nasty.
The Dodgers, with a dramatic come-from-behind win, manager Dave Roberts spoke to the media after.
He was he was unbelievable. I don't know what else to say. He was lights out, and he had command of everything. He got moving towards home plate. Went to the curveball early, arm side fastball. That was wide open because his tendency to throw the ball in on right-hand hitters, but the slider was good. The 14 punch-outs in 7 innings, and 1-0 fastball, left it out over, and he gave up a homer. But, it was a joy to watch.
Runs certainly at a premium in this game. You elected to have Chris Taylor bunt there when Clayton's been known to put down the bunt. Is that just simply looking for offense?
In that situation, I felt that, I still trust CT to get a bunt down if need be. And if the count would have went in his favor, I was going to have him hit. So right there, he got behind the count, and I still wanted to take a chance. And typically, you play a little bit more aggressive and for the win on the road. But with our pen, I would have taken our chances with trying to extend the game and take our pen versus their pen. you know, we still got into a situational at-bat with Logan and, you know, hit the ball hard, grabbed a double play, but, you know, the homer in the ninth by Yasmani and then the go-ahead homer by, you know, Cody when things are looking pretty bleak for Cody, you know, and to still stay in there and keep his, stay positive, put a good swing on a ball was big for us. And, you know, we talk about our pen, it's the best in the game. And five innings tonight, no runs, PD going two, Grant going one, and, you know, Kenley going two. And, you know, he felt strong. I felt with his recent usage, he can handle it. And, you know, it was a game that we really wanted to win.
Both Yasmani and Cody punched out three times before they hit their home runs. Can you just continue to speak to staying within themselves?
That's why it's a tough game. You know, the toughest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball, and it's a game of failure. And to punch out three times each, like as you mentioned, both those guys did, and to still understand that next at bat could be the difference in the game. And tonight it was.
They weren't the only ones that punched out. 42 punch outs in this game. Have you ever been a part of that, and Dodgers setting a record for your staff punching out 26?
I've never seen anything like that. But for our guys to punch out 26 guys and you set the number, you know, overall, both those guys, you know, Nelson, saw him last year and he's got really good stuff and he's kind of changed his mix, going with the four seamer a little bit more, and his stuff is electric. You know, in the zone, there's life in the zone, and he really matched Clayton pitch for pitch. So as a baseball fan, it was really fun to watch.
Up next, the series against the Brewers continues on Saturday with Rich Hill on the mound going up against Matt Garza.